This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic. Congress workers rallied in protest against Kanhaiya Kumar, labeling him the unwelcome outsider. The protest unfolded near Kanhaiya Kumar's office in northeast Delhi. Demonstrators voiced their demand for a local candidate in the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. The location of this assembly was near the Maujpur metro station. Moving to next topic, a revelation has come to light from a former Madhya Pradesh minister and Congress member Deepak Joshi. He accuses MPs and MLAs of receiving commissions, specifically mentioning a commission of 1 lakh rupees per bus stop construction. Interestingly, Deepak Joshi, who is the son of former Chief Minister Kailash Joshi, confessed to receiving commissions himself. This confession was made during a campaign event for Rajgarh Lok Sabha candidate Digvijay Singh. Moving to the next topic, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes the urgent need to protect the precious Odia language and serve Orissa better. By pointing out the current governance's failure, he advocates for a change, stressing that Odisha's pride and dignity are on the line, and sees BJP as the ray of hope for an improved state. A significant call to preserve the pride of Orissa. Moving to the next topic. The Congress party has officially announced their candidates for the upcoming elections, covering 2 Lok Sabha and 8 assembly seats in Orissa. In a notable change, Nagendra Pradhan will be replacing Dulal Chandra Pradhan for the Sambalpur Lok Sabha seat. This move marks a significant decision in the party's strategy for the elections. Moving to our last topic. In a recent development in Bihar politics, Rajiv Pratap Rudi, the BJP candidate for the Saran Lok Sabha seat, has made a bold claim regarding his main competitor. According to Rudi, it is not merely Rohini Acharya, daughter of RJD chief Lalu Prasad, who stands against him in the electoral fray. Instead, he asserts that Lalu Prasad himself is the true contender, using Rohini as a mask to circumvent legal hurdles that prevent him from contesting elections. This statement has stirred the political waters, spotlighting the unique dynamics at play in the Saran constituency. Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.